The Rockwell Automation deal, great for PTC, but Siemens and Dassault remain hard nuts to crack. Is PTC on the verge of entering a new golden age? PTC is battling its way into a position where they can shift the balance at the top of PLM. According to CIMDATA's 2017 report on PLM direct revenues, Dassault Systèmes and Siemens PLM are the clear dominators, while PTC is ranked a somewhat distant third. But PTC's Jim Heppelmann is confident in the prospects of the recent deal with automation giant Rockwell. If this is the coming golden age, then I think there will be a platinum age to follow because the best is yet to come, Heppelmann said. And he has a point. The strategic alliance with Rockwell is only one of several indicators of PTC's progress in recent years. PTC's IoT, ITAR, PLM and CAD areas have developed successfully, and combined with a new business model, subscriptions instead of perpetual licensing, the company is approaching a point where things can change in a dramatic way. The Rockwell deal plays a significant role. Automation may very well be the critical component PTC needs to establish a complete competitive solution. But there is a difference between an engagement, as it can be characterized now, and a marriage. Rockwell will make a $1 billion equity investment in new PTC shares. Rockwell's chairman and CEO, Blake Morritt, will join PTC's board of directors. This speaks to a deep involvement between Rockwell and PTC, but can it be seen as a first step towards a merger? No, says Heppelmann. I view the investment as an exclamation point on the commercial partnership. Rockwell Automation invested $1 billion in PTC to cement the commercial partnership and because they think PTC's stock price will continue to rise and they will see a good return on the investment itself. From a competitive standpoint, it's a great idea to strengthen capabilities related to automation. This is especially true for vendors in automotive and aerospace, which applies to both PTC and Rockwell. But the competition is fierce, and Dassault and Siemens will be hard nuts to crack. No doubt the investment, along with Rockwell's new board seat, will ensure that both parties take the relationship seriously and that governance of the relationship is monitored at the highest level. At the same time, PTC's leader is careful about integrity. The companies will cooperate, but not have control of each other. At around 9% ownership, Rockwell does not control PTC nor have the ability to block or force any strategic moves that PTC might consider down the road, Heppelmann stated. Collaboration to build an integrated smart factory. It's clear that this partnership is of great importance for both players, not only in terms of what they already receive from the partnership, but also regarding the technological capabilities this collaboration paves the way for. PTC and Rockwell intend to utilize both companies' resources, technology, industry skills, and market presence. Collaboration will include technological cooperation across organizations and joint global marketing initiatives. More concretely, PTC and Rockwell have agreed to adapt their respective smart factory technologies and combine PTC's ThingWorks, IoT, IT Kepware, for industrial connectivity, and Vuforia, augmented reality, platforms with Rockwell's FactoryTalk MES, FactoryTalk Analytics and industrial automation platforms. We have been collaborating on the road front to build an integrated smart factory, i.e. Industry 4.0, suite that incorporates the connectivity platforms from PTC, together with Rockwell Automation's FactoryTalk capabilities. This will produce a smart factory suite that is both broad and deep, and unmatched in the industry. More news to come on that later, said Jim Heppelmann. He continued, the other area of collaboration is on the sales and marketing front, as both companies now have the right to sell the entire integrated suite. Because Rockwell has a large installed base of customers and a factory sales force many times larger than PTC's, the sales and marketing collaboration will greatly increase the reach of ThingWorks, Vuforia and Kepware into the market. Rockwell CEO Blake Morritt, enable us to accelerate growth. Rockwell Automation's CEO, Blake Morritt, claims that the company is an industry leader in terms of industrial control and software engineering related to the shop floor. This is generally true, so together with PTC's PLM, CAD, IoT and our solutions, there's definitely potential to enable industry businesses to take advantage of it. We believe, said Morritt, that this strategic partnership will enable us to accelerate growth by building on both companies' innovative capabilities, existing software and solutions in the pipeline. Through these factors, we can sharpen the value of our connected enterprise vision, the online company, and deepen our customer relationships. He also claims that when IT and OT, operational technology, converge, the cooperation is a natural foundation for a common focus between the companies. Together we will offer the most comprehensive and flexible IoT solution in the industrial area. Our capital investment in PTC also reflects our confidence in the partnership and the significant increase in the effects we expect to create for both companies when we work together to profitably increase subscription revenues, Morritt concluded. Gartner's Mark Halperin's view, IoT a key driver. It is not a surprise that Mort points to IoT as an important factor. Mark Halperin, Gartner's PLM analyst, confirms that this may have been decisive. From Rockwell's point of view, ThingWorx may be the most important part of the deal, but this may be about more than just IoT. PTC is one of the most prominent software companies in design software and PLM besides IoT, Halperin said. But the deal also may have other overarching reasons. There have been unconfirmed rumors over the years that PTC has been looking for an outside party to invest or buy them. However, these rumors decreased after Heppelmann took over from Dick Harrison. Halperin's general observation in this context is that it has been a trend for industrial firms to buy into the software markets I cover. He offers several examples. Back in 2007, Siemens bought UGS for $3 billion. UGS had, and still has, the largest PLM installed base. More recently, Schneider Electric made a large investment in AVEVA, which is big in facilities design, ship design, power plant design, etc. Hexagon acquired Intergraph in 2010, and furthermore bought CAE and simulation developer MSC. More recently, Siemens made a decent-sized investment in Bentley Systems, another significant vendor selling design software. This indicates that this may be part of a bigger trend of industrial manufacturers buying into significant suppliers of engineering, design, and manufacturing software, asserts Halperin. But generally, Halperin added, there's a consensus that PTC's IoT assets are the key driver. However, he notes that IoT is still in the very early phases, which makes it hard to say if $1 billion is the right price. I have received mixed reviews of ThingWorx from end users. Recently, a European client said they tried it out and had a good experience. Before that, a US client reported not such a good experience. The IoT area is still young and we have much to learn, Halperin said. The Rockwell deal can have a dramatic impact. Why is the automation side so important for PTC? From a technology standpoint, it provides a component that links product development and advanced manufacturing functionalities more closely. This is crucial as PTC's competitors, in the case of Siemens PLM and the Digital Factory division, are already there, while Dassault has solutions, but still some distance to go in terms of automation advancement. The ace up PTC's sleeve is their best-in-class IoT and IoT platform ThingWorx, which is already connected and to some extent integrated to the PLM suite, Windchill. Commercially, the Rockwell deal could have a dramatic impact depending on how the technological cooperation and solutions evolve. If it turns out to be a success, it would mean that PTC seriously joins the battle at the top tier of the PLM and automation arena. Even if a merger in one stroke would change the situation, the present initial collaborative efforts will affect the balance at the top. But there's a long way to go to become cutting-edge competitive in the combined PLM/automation area. Currently, Siemens Digital Factory division is number one globally on the automation side. According to Statista's 2017 numbers, the market shares look like this. Siemens, 19% ABB, 13% Schneider, 9% Rockwell and Mitsubishi Electric, both 8%. Compared to Rockwell, Siemens is definitely dominating the European market, finishing a close second in North America, while Asia-Pacific is even. During the 2017 fiscal year, Rockwell's revenues were $6.3 billion. For Siemens Digital Factory, including PLM, automation and motion control, the 2017 fiscal year ended with $13.2 billion in revenues, 11.4 billion euros, of which around $3 billion comes from PLM, making the automation-related revenues approximately $4 billion larger. Rockwell is strong in the automotive sector, mainly in North America, and during 2017 Rockwell sales in automotive grew more than 20%. In Europe's car and truck industry, Siemens is the clear leading player in automation. Why the Siemens automation nut is hard to crack. What may pose a bigger problem than sales is, from a technological competitive perspective, that Siemens automation solutions are cutting edge in terms of digital. They have a head start in ready-to-use advanced digital products. As much as PTC is the most advanced in IoT and yet related to PLM, Siemens is the most advanced in automation related to PLM, with software like Somatic, MES, and the platform TIA Portal, Totally Integrated Automation Portal, which provides access to a complete range of digitalized automation services. Notably, the integration and synchronization between PTC's Windchill and Rockwell's FactoryTalk suites is not an easy job. It will take time to create technology and business profits from the potential that the FactoryTalk MES, analytics and industrial automation platforms bring to the table. But it's not only about the development of seamless connections between the PLM system and Rockwell's existing automation solutions. Just as crucial is the state of the automation technology that Rockwell offers, which is good but not the most advanced on the digital automation arena. Let me give you an example. Siemens automation solutions around the important area of virtual commissioning are hard to beat, even more so because Rockwell does not have such a solution. Siemens has invested heavily in its virtual commissioning solutions. They've got the APIs between the virtual and the physical machine worlds, and they've already developed the entrance code that can shoot directly into the PLCs to simulate, manage and run the equipment on the shop floor. It took Siemens years to develop and refine, and so poses a tough challenge for any combination of players on the market who want to compete in the cutting-edge world of PLM and beyond. Furthermore, Dassault Systèmes has also developed hard-to-beat solutions, although they don't have any close partnerships with automation experts, as is the case for Siemens. As part of the 3D Experience platform, Dassault Systèmes makes its version of the digital twin come alive through its Delmia portfolio, which includes several simulation tools, as well as MOM capabilities, manufacturing operations management, from the Aprizo operations planning and optimization functionalities. But as tough as this challenge may seem, PTC's bet on Rockwell and vice versa is a proactive move. A direct connection to automation is a key component to fully compete with rivals like Siemens, Dassault Systèmes and SAP. This partnership may be exactly what PTC needs to be able to form a complete digital end-to-end thread. PTC has never before been worth as much as now. So what about PTC entering a new golden age? Never before in its history has PTC, in absolute terms, had a higher value than it does now. Wall Street has given the company a market cap total of $10.8 billion. Not even during the days when this father of parametrics owned the 3D CAD market in the late 90s did they have such a high value. When the company peaked during its pre-PLM era in 1998, PTC was worth $9.4 billion. But then things deteriorated. When Jim Heppelmann took the helm in 2009, PTC was valued at $2.8 billion. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out why PTC is worth around four times more today. Heppelmann was the initiator of the transformation of PTC from a CAD and PDM-focused market player to a broad PLM, IoT, manufacturing, and our software developer. But PTC's story doesn't end there. As a result of the recent announcement of Rockwell's and PTC's deep strategic alliance, Heppelmann raised the bar even higher. Remember the GE venture, Windchill, and GE's Proficiency? They continue to have the cooperation agreement in place with GE, but due to GE's restructuring, this partnership has been less active, Heppelmann commented. Positioned as PLM and IoT leader. In light of this, the move towards seeking a partnership with Rockwell is typical of Jim Heppelmann's perseverance. He doesn't give up and believes that if one road is closed, there's always another way open. And his attitude has been rewarded. PTC's PLM platform, Windchill, is positioned as a leader in Analyst Forrester's recent wave, covering the PLM players with solutions for discrete manufacturing. PTC's IoT and Industrial Internet of Things, YIT, platform, ThingWorks, is positioned as leading in Analyst Gartner Group's recent Magic Quadrant. They created a first generation of industrially viable augmented reality, AR, tools on the Vuforia platform. The integration between PTC's IoT and PLM platforms, ThingWorks and Windchill, closes the life cycle loop while making it possible to feed field data back into the PLM system for further innovation. The new rental-based business model, after a couple of tough years, is tipping over to the positive side, characterized by improved cash flow, increased revenues and profits. A potentially improved automation connection manifested in the recent announcement of the strategic alliance with Rockwell. Finally, CAE and simulation are paramount as digital product realization moves ahead. To be more specific, simulation will play a critical role in every stage of a product's life cycle, during development, during manufacturing, and finally in the hands of the user, for instance, to optimize the flows in a complex pipe system. In cases like these, digital twins are a coming technology that will make simulation capabilities necessary. It is the holy grail of digital exploration, as ANSYS' Mark Hinespo wrote in a recent blog post. The interesting fact is that PTC is joining forces with this CAE and simulation company to meet the trend, and partnered with ANSYS to bring its discovery simulation technology natively to PTC Creo. The partnership between PTC and ANSYS will bring the two worlds of parametric modeling and interactive simulation together so engineers can digitally explore designs at the speed of thought, Hinespo wrote. The first product to ship as part of this partnership will be PTC Creo Live. Subsequently, we will work together to deliver the breadth of simulation capabilities in ANSYS Discovery AIM to PTC Creo as well. This is good news for PTC and ANSYS, too, who had a potentially weaker standing in the simulation area compared to both Siemens PLM and Dassault Systèmes. Show the critics that they were wrong. regardless of Rockwell's major investment in a partnership with PTC, it is clear today that PTC is heading into a new period of growth. When the investments on the IoT side began, there were many who expressed skepticism. Can IoT really be worth the billion-dollar bet Heppelmann made to buy the solution components for the ThingWorks platform? What about the CAD solution Creo's development? Is Heppelmann playing with fire? As additional fuel on the fire, the PTC leader swapped business models, moving from a perpetual licensing model to a subscription-based rental model. Revenues dropped, and there were quite a few who questioned the dramatic reversal of this mother company of CAD parametrics. Heppelmann's comment on playing with fire is worth quoting. Perhaps we should think of it more like harnessing fire and putting it to work, like an internal combustion engine, rather than just playing with it.